Okay, we're on the top of Ted Zayin Amud Beis. We're asked, Hainu Matupal Vein Lo Hainu Beis Oreikam. We said that the prop cups we were listing before the properties of the Shliach Tzibur, and one of them was that he should be Matupal, he should have a lot of children. Vein Lo, he doesn't have any, any Parnasa to feed them. And then it says another property of the Shliach Tzibur is Beisel Rekum. He doesn't have any parnasa, so it's the same thing. So Amar Rav Chista and Achanami, Zeo she Beisel Rekum in Avera. When it says Beisel Rekum, second one, it doesn't mean no food, it means empty of Avera, meaning there's no Gezel, Rashi says, in his house. Upir Kona, Amar Abaye, Zeo she lo yatsa alav Shemra. The Yalduso. Pirkana means that he, when he was young, he didn't have any bad name, even as a youngster. Haisali Nachalasi Karye Viyar. Pasuk says that the Jewish people were to me, Nachalasi is my inheritance, referring to the Jewish people, Hashem is saying, they were to me like an Arye Viyar, like a lion in the forest, that Nachna Lai Bekola Al Kain Sanesi, that they used their voice against me, therefore I hated them. What does that mean? My nasa lai bakola amarar marzutra bar tovya amarav damrila amarabi chama amarabi elazar shliach tibur zeh shliach tibur some agaris hayored lifnei teva sheino hagun. It refers to a shliach tibur that is not hagun, is not proper, and therefore it's, he has none of these properties. The marshas says that we mentioned before. All he has is his voice, that he's nasa like Koli, that's it. This is a Kol, that's no other good property except for having a nice voice, and Alkain Sanesi, therefore I hated him. Rashi, Hainu Matukwa Beinu, Hainu Beisarekam, Hainu Kamo, the Gir says Zehu. It's like saying, they're the same thing, Zehu, this is like this. Beisarekam, Mina Vera, Min Shein Hamas, the Gezel, Beiso, he has no Gezel in his house. Pirkona, Filukesha Ahmad al Bakhruso, when he was young, Hayan Na'ab Li Shemra, he was good, he had no bad name. Zeamaimid, Rasha Zagir says, Zeamaimid Chazan Sheino Hagun Lifnea Teva, Rasha Shakarish Barhu Soneoto, Rasha Hashem hates Yoser Mikula more than anybody, but who knows Sen Bakol of Fanav, and he just, all he has is his voice, and he has nothing else. Okay. Back to Zigmor. We learned in the Mishnah, V'omer lifnehem esrim v'arba brachos, shmona asrei b'shem b'chol yom, mosif aleihem od sheish. So on the fast day, the Shliach Tzibur says 24 brachas, 18 of the usual ones, and he adds an extra 6. Hani sheish, sheva havyan. What do you mean he adds 6? Look where there's 7. Kedetnan, it says a farish in the Mishnah, ala shvi, su omer, baruch marachim al aret. On the seventh, you add this. So we see there's 7 extra brachas, not 6. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my shvi, 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 laruka. Meaning there's only 6 extra, but the bracha of Goel Yisrael, which is from then on you, that after Goel Yisrael, you add the extra 6, that bracha itself, Goel Yisrael, is lengthened. So that it has these extra things to say. So therefore, there's actually 7 brachas that have extra things that say Goel Yisrael, which is part of the 18, and another 6 after that. Kedetanya, Goel Yisrael Marich, but Goel Yisrael Marich, that bracha itself of Goel Yisrael, which is part of the 18, you lengthen. Uba Chosama, and you conclude it with Hu Omer Mishen Ana Es Avram Bahar Maria Hu Yane Eschem Ishma Kol Tachaschem Hayom Azeh. And you conclude Baruch Ata Hashem, right? Goel Yisrael. Veheinoni Macharav Amen, and everybody answers Amen. Vechazan Knesset, it's like the Shamish, he says to them, Tiku b'nei Aaron Tiku, Lashon Tiku. And then comes the next bracha, Vechozev Elmer, Mishana Esav Aseinu Al Yom Suf. That was, there's a text to say, and then Mishana Esav Aseinu Al Yom Suf, Hu Yane Eschem Yishma Kol Tzachaschem Ayom Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Zocher HaNishkachot. Everybody answers Amen. V'chazan HaKnesses, the Shamish, he says, Omer Lehem, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu. V'chein B'chol Bracho Bracha. And this continues for all the extra brachas. B'achas Omer Tiku, B'achas Omer Hariyu. Except he alternates And one says Tiku, and then the other one, Ariyu, one this, one that. When is it that we say, they say Amen to the answer, Amen to the Brachas? This is Bigvulim, this is outside the base of Migdash. Aval Bemigdash, Eino Kein, Lefish Eino Nim Amen Bemigdash. They don't say Amen to the base of Migdash. Umanai, Eino Nim Amen Bemigdash. How do we know this? Shenemar, as it says, Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokeichem. Get up and praise Hashem, your God. Min Ha'olam V'ad Olam. Means from this world to the next world. And also Vivarchu Shem Kvodecha, that's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. That's what you say in the base of Migdash. And Murama Malchu Bracho Tehila Yachol Al Kol Abrachos Kula Lo Te'ela Tehila Achat. I might think that you only say Baruch Shem Kvod at the end of all the brachas once. Talmulomar Murama Malchu Kol Bracho Tehila, which means Al Kol Bracha Te'elo Tehila. Each bracha you say Baruch Shem after each bracha. Okay, Rashi, Shvis la Ruka, Shvis la Osa Bracha, Shitchil la Richba. So it's the seventh of the bracha that you begin to lengthen. The Ota Eino Mina HaTosefet, but that first one, which is Goel Yisrael, is not part of the Tosefet, it's part of the 18, Elam Yudches Brachoti. Kedetanya Goel Yisrael Hu Marich. So that bracha in itself, Goel Yisrael, which is part of the 18, is where we begin to Marich. Hu Omer Lishmehem. Also Zakein Harigil Umarich Begula Kedatani Masi. So that's the chazan, the Zakein, that he begins to Marich. Bemedvar Memurin that the Heinoni Macharav Amein Begulin, that they answer Amein in such an outside the base of Migdash. Aval Bemigdash Omer Oto Zakein Lachara Parshios, after he says the Parshios, he says Mishan Es Avram Hu Yane Eschem Vishmo Chatzachachem Bayom Azeh Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam, Baruch Goel Yisrael, and then Ve'heinu Nirachorev, Baruch Shekvam Ha'kotom Ve'ed, Ve'chein V'chol Bracha Shebe Migdash, that's what they say, Ve'fi She'ein Onim Amen Be'migdash, K'di Yalich L'kama Mikra from the Pasuk. Minayin She'ein Onim Amen Be'migdash, as Rashi, Dichiv B'tfilas Ezra, Ve'baycheni Kumu Barchu Es Hashem Elokeichem. This is the Levim talking, they're mentioning to the people to get up and praise Hashem. And then the Levim are like turning to Hashem and saying, your name should be blessed. Vivarchu Shem Kvodech. It says Rashi, Hainu Shoni Machara Baruch Shem Kvodech. So we'll add, Kachu Hapasuk Vivarchu Shem Kvodech. Umarama Lachol Brachot Tehila. Yachol Haki Garcina. Yachol Al Kola Brachos Kulan Tehila. Tehila achas. I might think you did say one Baruch Shem after all the brachas. Talmud Lomar al kol bracha ten lo tehila. Say a tehila. Each one you say Baruch Shem after. Chazan Hakneses lo oto zaken. Not that zaken is davening. It's somebody else. He's like the shamash. The chazer Chazan Hakneses v'amir lehen mishana v'chule. Afal pi shamru oto zaken. Even though the zaken already said it. Okay, the Kishimarin says Rashi Tchila Hu Omer Lehen Hariyu Bnei Aaron, who Kishetokim Tchila Hu Omer Lehem Tiku Bnei Aaron, and they alternate. Okay, back to the Gemara. The El of the Migdash Ma Omer. Just to get things clear, the rest of the word is going to be very repetitive. But just to get the clear exactly how it works. So the Chazan says like the text for the, we're talking about the extra six brachas. So he says the text. Then he says after the text, Misha Ana, Avraham Avinu, etc. Misha Ana, that thing. Then he says the words Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam. He says those words, and then he concludes with the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem, whatever the bracha is, Goel Yisrael or etc. And then everybody answers Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Ve'ed. That's how it works in the base of Megillah. We're going to see for all the brachas. Okay, so let's see it inside. Ella b'mikdash ma'u omer. So how does it work? This the chazan again. He's davening and he's saying the text of the bracha. And he says mishana Avraham Avinu, etc. But then before the chasima, he says Baruch Hashem. Some of the gears Elokim Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam. He says that, and then he gives the chasima Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. But in the Beit Hamikdash, Barusha and Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. And then the Chazan HaKnesses with the Shamash Omer Lehem Tiku Akonim Bnei Aaron Tiku. He says those words. The Chozer Ve'Omer, and then he repeats. The Chazan repeats again what the Shamash repeats again what the Chazan had said, and says Mishan Es Avram Bahara Moriah Hu Yanez Chem Ishma Kol Chachas Chem Ayom Bazeh. And that's the end of that bracha. And then they go on to the next one. So the next one, again, says the chazan, says the shechiver, says the text. Then he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zocher Anishka, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Chulei. And then he says, the bracha Zocher Anishka Chos. V'heim Amini Machara Baruch Shem Kolom HaKosom La'ed. And then the Shamash says, the chazan HaKest is Omer Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu Chulei. V'chein b'chol bracha 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 somer tiku bracha somer riyu. Like we said, they alternate tiku and hariyu. Ad sheh gomeret kulam, until all of them are completed. And v'chein hinhig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori, and Rabbi Chalafta did this type of setup, said these things in Tzipori. The Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said it in Sichni. Ukishabadavar lifne chachamim amru loha yunoagim kain ela bashar mizrach ubahara bayis. That this is not the minhag to do it out to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. That's only in the base of Migdash. Rashi v'chenin hi kol minhag zeh Rabbi Chalafta v'tzipori loha yunoagim kain shiwoni machara Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso on the head ela onim amen begulin. Say amen, not Baruch Shem. Okay. More continues. The Isamri Kedisanya, and there are those that learn the Brisa that we saw a little differently. And it goes as follows. Omer, again, the Shliach Tzibur says, Omer Lifneim Esrim Ve'arba Brachas, the 24 Brachas, Shmona Asrei Shebechol Yom, the regular 18, Umosif Aleim Od Sheish, another 6. V'otam Sheish Heichan Omran, where does he add them? Ben Goel L'Rofei Chole, between Goel and Rofei. Umarich Bagul, he says the Brach of Goel Yisrael, he lengthens it, adds things. Vehein oni macharav amein. I'll call Brach of Brach, and after each Brach, they answer amein. Vetach hayu nogim begvulin, outside of Beis HaMikdash. Aval b'migdash hayu amein Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam ve'olam, before the concluding Brach. And then they would say, Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael. Ve'lo hayu oni macharav amein, the Beis HaMikdash, v'kach mekol kach lama. Why is that the case? Lefi shein oni amein. The Migdash. Shuminayin Shenonim Amei the Migdash. How do we know this? Shenemar, as it says, Kum Barchu Es Hashem Elokeika Min Olam Ve'al Olam, Vim Barchu Shem Kvodecha, Muram Al Kol Bracha Tehila, Al Kol Bracha Al Bracha, Tein Lo Tehila. Say Baruch Shem. Rashi, V'Yitza Amri Kedetani, Kolomar V'Ika Demasni Hacha, they learned the following. V'Chein Hinhig Minagze Am Migdash Kai. Going on the base of Migdash. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Some, there's a Girsa that doesn't say Tan Rabbanan, because some learn that this is not a new Braisa, this is the Hemshech of the Braisa that we were just in the middle of. Al Rishono Su Omer, and the first ones he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam, and then concludes, Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael, Ve'hein Oni Machara Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchuso Olam Ve'ed, Ve'chazan HaKnesses Omer, the Shamash then says, Tiku Konim Tiku, the Chozer Omer, and then he repeats, the Shamash repeats and says, Mishana Es Avram Bar Omriya, Hu yaneh eschem v'ishma kol tzachatzchem hayom hazeh, and some are goreis v'hein tokim marim v'tokim. Ba'al ha'shniyah omer, and then the next bracha. They say, he says, the Shliach Tzibur says, at the end, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min olam ve'ad olam, and then concludes the bracha, Baruch Hashem zocher nishkachot. V'hein onim acharav, and everybody answers, Baruch Hashem kodom achus olam ve'ed. V'chazan ha'chneses, the Shamash then says, V'chazan ha'chneses omer, Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu, V'omer Mishan, and then he repeats, the Chazan ha'chneses repeats, the following, he said what the Shiach Tzibur had just said, Mishana Esavatenu Yam Suf, Hu Yane Eschem, Ishma Kol Tzach Eschem Ayom Ezeh, Vehei Merim, Metoki Merim, and then they blow. Vehein Bechol Bracha Al Bracha, Vachas Omer Tiku, Vachas Omer Riyu, again they alternate, one says Tiku, the other one says Riyu, Achi Igmor Es Brachas Kulam, until they conclude all of them, Kach, Ahim Hig, Rabbi Chalafta Vitzipori, this is what he used to do in Tzipori, what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion used to do this in the Sichni, Kishabah Davar, Yitzel Chachamim, it said, Lo Yunoagim Kein Ela Beshari Mizrach Ubahar Abayis, only in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. He said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayat Tzarich Lamar Zichrono. So he held that you don't say Zichronos and Shofros in the extra brachas, but rather instead it was added to capital tilim of Rav ki yevaaretz and asher hayah devar Hashem el Yirmiyahu instead. So Amar Rav Ada de Minya, fo my time the Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that we don't say zichronos and shofros? But fisha ain omrim omrim zichronos v'shofros ella v'rosh Hashana uve yoblos uve shasa milchama. So the only time you say zichronos and shofros are on Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year and v'shasa milchama. Rashi. Ela b'Rosh Hashanah, can Amrina in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Amru lifanai Malchios, Zichronos, etc. And the Yovel refers to the Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, can it non hasam, Shav Yovel Yom Rosh Hashanah, Litkiya ule brachos. So you say the same brachos on Yom Kippur Yovel as you do on Rosh Hashanah, so you say Zichronos Shofros there. And finally, B'Shas Milchama, Dichsiv, as it says, V'chi Savo Milchama Varatzachem, Alatar Tzarereskem, Echule. And then you blow the shofar, etc. Also, v'lo yadinan mina isperish to omir brachos. But says Rashi, I don't know where do we know where does it say anywhere do you say these brachos? We're talking about saying these brachos, zichronos and shofar. So he says I don't know where. We don't know where that these parish to omir brachos upsuke malchuyos and zichronos and shofaros during milchama. But we might say that's he says we do.